HKX Mobile.
BMW almost mobile.
Spot. And back out today. Oh, that's right. You and Miss Susan are going up to Royal Rebel. That's right. You told me that.
It's up over here by the Taco Bell. It's gridlocked.
Surprise.
That's a normal.
Home yet?
Need to turn on the 290. It took like 5 red lights to get from the Zaxby's to the Taco Bell.
Didn't have to go down that far today then, because I'm just up here coming up on Sandy Flats.
Yeah, it's worst I ever seen for some reason. Don't know why.
He shouldn't deal with it.
On the side street, because, man, it's all backed up in front of the church.
Go down 101 and come back in and go straight through instead of trying to make it a left.
I was stopped waiting on the light at the church, and I was stopped there at the light at the peach shed.
Hey.
It was good. It was uneventful, just the way I like it.
Sometimes that is the absolute best you can ask for, is it not?
Yeah.
Well, he got done early today.
Oh, that was good. I tell you what, getting out of the Little Rebel this time of day ain't no joke neither.
Especially trying to make a left. You might be better off to make a right and go down, turn around, and come back.
I made the right, turned around in the Burger King right across the street, and come back out.
What I always do is I try to use the lights or intersections instead of trying to make lefts out of parking lots. I try my darndest not to do that.
Well, I pulled in the subdivision, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope you have a safe trip back to the house. Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and I'll catch up with you, I guess, in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Again, you and Miss Susan have a good evening. Enjoy your meal tonight. And talk to you in the morning. KO4 HKX. Be mobile and monitoring.
7-4
ZFK. I think you doubled with somebody, so let's leave a little room here.
Double KO4 MUF.
That was me. See you, Ken, if you're still listening. S4ZLK. Hello, Patrick and Jody.
Gentlemen, Shane, I hope you had a good day's rest, and Jody, I hope your day was a good work day.
I hope your day was good, too. And I was just thinking of Jody probably liked or wanted a short day, and I wanted a longer day. But I'm not sure if it worked out that way for either one of us. Go ahead, Jody.
This is my 8-hour week, so it wasn't too bad.
Hope you had a good day. I did, too. Was spinning, like I say, sometimes that's the best days you can ask for.
And had a nice little meal, a quick, nice meal when I woke up. Beth roasted a chicken yesterday in the oven on the cast iron skillet, and man, it turns out really good. She says the easiest way she's ever found to cook a chicken, a whole chicken, and it's really good. But anyway, just kind of rub that in for anybody who's hungry out there. Go ahead, Jody.
That is a very good way to cook a chicken. Did she butterfly it? You know, did she open it up?
Chicken surrounded by vegetables and potatoes, and she puts the pan in the oven, 450, while she's prepping the chicken, just, you know, washes it, salts it, oils it, does whatever, seasons it, and then puts it in the hot pan and puts it in the oven. It takes about an hour and a half.
Well, opens it up, you know, cuts the breast, opens it up, and pretty much does the same thing with it, but he just opens it up, lays it flat in the pan, and then he takes it, you know, puts some of that slap your mama sauce on it and some, like, you vegetables around it. It's, man, it's real good.
Yeah, Patrick.
Okay, cast iron Dutch oven? Is that what she's doing?
It's like you fry some eggs in it. It doesn't even cover it. And it browns the skin really nicely. It doesn't burn it. the recipe she originally saw was, the woman said 45 minutes, but it must have been a real small chicken she did, because it takes longer than that. I mean, but it doesn't, you don't have to cover it or anything. You just put it in that hot skillet and surround it with the vegetables, and it does its own magic.
Look into that.
Get about to write it down and text it to you or something.
That I recently obtained some very nicely seasoned cast iron frying pans and skillets.
She's probably a little bit like Bernice. She's been a good cook all her life, and she said this is the easiest she's found.
Excuse me, I'm wiping the drool off my mouth right now, so I can't say much.
I'll let you gnaw on that microphone a little longer then. yeah, I got my mom and stepdad's cast iron stuff from that I used when I was a kid learning how to cook. So it's very well seasoned.
Crate full of cast iron. I think two or three Dutch ovens and a whole bunch of pans, everything from about the size of an egg pan up to one that's probably 2.5 feet around.
Pulled up next to a guy who looked like he was going to lose something off his trailer, and it turned out to be somebody I knew. And he wasn't about to lose it. He had it screwed down, but it looked like it.
Driving takes precedence. Don't worry about that. It's what I'm dealing with right now.
Dad, his dad retired from UPS. Used to load his package car back when I first started. His dad's vehicle, you know, loaded the package on in the morning. I've known him for a long time. Anyway, looked like he had a big piece of metal that was about to fall out of the trailer, but it was welded or screwed down to the trailer.
Still in your big truck?
I'm making my way out to where I switch vehicles, but I just had to make the merge off of 290 onto 25, which is probably one of the most dangerous spots I deal with in a week.
Intersection there out at 11 and where Aunt Sue's is, South Saluda. Reduce the speed limit there on 11 down to 45. Because of all the accidents they were having, and there was two pickup trucks had a head on. Okay. There was an ambulance there, but I think they happened to be driving by, and it looked like they were okay, but both trucks were totaled. It's crazy, you know, you can see for a mile there, but it's downhill both ways, and people just don't look.
We assume there's no traffic on 11, because I mean, honestly, there's not a whole lot out there, so they just assume and pull on out. I know exactly which intersection you're talking about.
Well, I've counted up to 18 cars when I was trying to go by, you know, go across there in the summertime. There's trucks with boats and motorhomes and things like that. It can get pretty busy.
Overall, that road's fairly lightly traveled.
And the neighborhood, he's moved up from Atlanta, and he's always involved. He's always posting stuff. He's trying to make the area like the way they did it in Atlanta, where his neighborhood, I don't know. But he was really pushing the county to put a traffic light there. I'm glad they ended up coming out and they reduced the speed limit. I think what they need to do is just sit on it for several weeks and just write tickets until people get the idea that, hey, they're serious out here. But I'm glad they didn't put a traffic light.
Put a roundabout.
You don't want one of those either.
Put them everywhere around here.
Scenic highway, though. We don't need anything else to take away from that.
Sure, a red light would really mess that up, too, because, man, I'm like you. I wouldn't want to see one out there. That's some pretty land.
Coming down 11 and it would just turn when there'd be nobody at the cross streets, and it would turn and you'd have to stop and sit there and wait for it to get green again, and that's how it would work. And then if you were on the cross street, it would take forever to turn for you.
Make the best decision by just lowering the speed limit. But the thing is getting people to pay attention to that.
Yeah, people just, I guess they just assume nobody's coming. They pull up and glance and don't really look. But there was no traffic. It was the two trucks and the ambulance when I pulled up, and that was it. And I know it hadn't happened. I'm sure it had happened a few minutes before that, but I just don't know how they didn't see each other or how whoever pulled out in front of the other one. But both vehicles, it looked like they had a head-on, so I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Anything about your brothers in arms, that truck wreck I was telling you about yesterday?
To a guy I work with, he said he saw it on the news, and it was a natural gas tractor, which means it came out of either Atlanta or somewhere in North Carolina. I don't believe we have any in South Carolina that are based out of South Carolina, but he said it looked like a van maybe lost control, and our vehicle was moving over. It didn't look like too much damage on the pictures he could see on the news, but that's all I've heard. I haven't heard anything from the company yet.
Hopefully nobody got hurt in it. I just didn't know if you might have known them or not.
I would have. They have a bunch of those natural gas tractors out of Atlanta and I believe out of Greensboro, but I don't think we have it. There may be some in Columbia, but I don't think there are.
It's been a fairly productive day. Was way ahead of schedule until about 11 o'clock, and then had a scanner issue, but nothing too major. Just to eat up a little bit of time, but I managed to get to everybody today.
Counting it down. Are you going to work Thursday and Friday? You guys off, or are you working?
I'm on schedule this week, and then next week I will be off the route. I'll be doing my inventory and that kind of stuff, so I'll be around in the tool truck and cleaning and organizing. But other than that, I'm not running a route.
Tomorrow and Thursday, then I'm off till Wednesday.
I gotta work Friday night, and then we're off Monday, of course, but we're back to it the following Tuesday, and there's a possibility there might be somebody available. I might be able to sneak a couple days off next week if enough volume drops and there's somebody available to work, but we'll see. Patrick, do you take your tool truck home when you do that, or will you just go down to where you have it parked?
Okay, like the buckets of sockets and stuff like that home, I'll take it home and I'll sit at the house and do it. That's the most time-consuming part anyway.
Yeah, just curious.
Carry on. I have arrived here where I got to make the vehicle switch, and I'll be back in about 10 minutes or so if you're still around. If not, y'all have a good afternoon and good evening, and Shane, maybe I'll catch you later tonight, and Jody, maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
And I'll probably be gone in about 10 minutes. But are you calling the net tonight, or are you taking a night off? Go ahead, Jody.
I'm just going to hang out here for a little bit and listen. KO4MUF.
Is Ariel, I believe, calling the net. So I won't be calling it tonight, as far as I know, anyway. KO4HKX.
So Jody, what are you still working? What project are you working on now? A little while ago, I think you were doing a pond or something. Is it? You still working on that?
Set up a while back. Did a big 90-foot box culvert. Got that done, and just finishing up a. We had to redirect a road, a county road. They didn't like the way it tied into another road, so we redirected it. We should finish it up tomorrow.
Didn't take you a long time at most of your projects, but I was just wondering how long that retention pond took.
Pond took 3 weeks to dig it and then to build the whole laydown yard. So it didn't take too long. We went through that pretty quick.
Travel, move around for your work, but it's just in the county, right?
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. I move around, but like you say, it's just in the county. I drive up to Paramedary Road, and that's where I park my personal truck, and we get in a county truck and go from there.
Your own equipment, or somebody else do that?
I finally got to drive their low boy yesterday and move up, you know, a 320 Traco, so that was fun. It ain't been a while since I've been in the scene of one of them.
Yeah, fun to drive one of those a couple times. I don't know if I'd want to do it all the time, but it'd be fun to at least try it out, you know?
Oh, they are. They're a blast, you know, especially since you don't have to do it all the time. You know, you get right back in the seat of one. It's fun. The hardest part about them things is their turning radius really stinks. I mean, you got to take up some room to turn with them.
I can imagine. And then on top of that, you're dealing with traffic. People don't realize what you're doing, and they try to sneak in between you. Or they do know what you're doing, they're trying to beat you.
Exactly know what it is. They know what you're doing, so they try to beat you out of a turn. Because a lot of times, when you make even a right-hand turn, you got to take up two lanes just to make that turn. So, you know, they don't like that.
I pick up, and I'd have to come up to a four-way stop and make a left turn on two-lane roads, you know. And I try to time it. I mean, I'd look and see if I could time it where no traffic was. And some of the people that would sit there, you know, right up to the line and then wave at you like, you know, it's your turn. And I'm looking at them like, do you not see? Did you have no concept that there's no way I'm going to make that turn without running you over, you know, without the trailer wheels running over your hood? And then the next person would just creep right up behind them and then look at me like, aren't you going to go? You know, it was always nice when somebody would stay back and you could tell they flash their lights or wave at you. They understood, but a lot of people don't.
115-foot concrete poles for the power company, and I stretch my trailer out 75 feet. So imagine trying to make a turn with that. You know, you're swinging all the way over the left-hand lane or something, and you're fixing to make that right-hand turn, and you're taking up every inch of road you can get. Just as you start to turn, you look, and somebody has slipped in behind you or slipped in between you and your escort, and they're sitting there looking at you, and you're looking at out of the passenger side of the cab, and down there, like, looking at them like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to say it.
Amongst that, when I pull a, you know, set of doubles with my tractor, it's 65, close to 70, but it breaks. It breaks in three places, so I don't have that issue.
The trailer 75 foot hooked to the tractor, you know, and I'd have the A-frame up in the front of the trailer, and we'd set that 115 foot pole up there, and you would take just the tip of that pole and put it right over your bumper, the front bumper of your truck, and the rest of the pole hangs out the back.
Got an escort with that.
And, but, you know, the first one you pull, you're scared to death, you know, but after you start getting used to them, they just come second nature.
You know, and once you get used to it, it's easier than it looks if you're familiar with what you're doing. But anyway, that's a good story. I can imagine, especially going around town. Listen, Jody, I'm pulling off the interstate here. I'm not far, and I got to hurry up and get on the property and punch in. So I will talk to you later. Enjoyed it. Hope you have a good evening. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. KF4MUF, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, you have a safe night tonight and enjoy yourself. KF4MUF, we'll be talking at you again. A Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you.